We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
Hey. Good to be with you.
If you missed the magic rooting of half of Scott's face,
it was beautiful.
About to post that on the KMBZ Facebook page.
It is up on podcast as well, but you can't really see it.
Oh, no, you need a visual for this one. Can I ask a question?
Ask whatever.
Is creamer really cream?
What, you're talking about the creamer that you left out for days in the newsroom and whether or not you can still use it because you haven't refrigerated it?
Number one, I don't know that it's been out for days. I don't know, but I would kind of like some
coffee. I've looked at it for days, so I think it's been out for days.
It has been out for days.
Okay, it is Cafe Mocha Coffee Mate. It's triple churned, whatever that means.
That means it has dairy in it because you churn dairy.
This really isn't milk, though. I mean, this is chocolate and MSG.
Then go ahead and pour it in a cup of coffee.
Well, it smells okay. That's why I'm asking. Tell us on the text line.
It's because it's full of chocolate.
I could smell sour milk through chocolate. Trust me.
Then put it in some coffee.
It depends. Honestly, some creamer has dairy in it. Some does not. Like the pumps that you see at QT, those little creamer pumps, those obviously don't have dairy in them because they sit out for hours.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Is this really dairy? And there's nothing on here that says, although my eyes are going bad.
As she squints and holds it away from her face further and further.
Must stay refrigerated. I do not see anything on here that says must.
Let me see.
Don't you buy this in the dry goods aisle?
Well, it's different if it's unopened.
Why?
That I've never understood.
Why would that matter if it's dairy? If it's sealed or not, milk's going to go bad.
Do I look like a farmer?
No. You look like half a lumberjack with that spray on your face.
You know, people said, you know, I look like Rip from Yellowstone.
Was it people that said that or you that said that?
Me.
Okay.
Right here on the side, Dana, it's written, keep refrigerated for best quality, use within 14 days of opening, non-dairy, lactose-free, cholesterol-free, gluten-free, shake before use. Do not freeze.
This says no. Coffee Mate liquid creamer concentration pump requires no refrigeration.
That's what you see at the Quick Trip.
The shelf life is an industry-leading 9 months. That should worry all of us.
That means it does nothing but cause cancer.
Hmm.
It says keep refrigerated right there on the side.
Fine.
Drink it. I don't care.
From the text line, if it's liquid, do not use it.
Liquid going down, liquid coming out.
Be like Sam yesterday afternoon.
We're bringing that to the air? Okay.
Let's just say it was very uncomfortable being in your room yesterday afternoon.
I didn't go anywhere near it, and I will throw away the Coffee Mate, even though I don't believe that is really a dairy product.
There was a lot of Pepto-Bismol being chewed in that room yesterday.
No, it was antacids.
Whatever.
Get the story straight, man.
Whatever. Story here from the star. The 1990 movie Home Alone, starring Macaulay Culkin, is one of the most beloved Hollywood cinematic experiences. And for some lucky fans, it can also be a once-in-a-lifetime experience thanks to Airbnb. In celebration of the release of Disney Plus's Home Sweet Home Alone, a movie about a young man who, guess what, is left behind by his family as they globetrot to Japan.
Oh, come on.
A few lucky guests will get to stay at the famous original McAllister House in Chicago, Illinois.
I think that just sold again, by the way, and not cheaply. Did your parents ever leave you anywhere?
No, God, not that I can recall.
Never, like, loaded up the car.
And just drove off?
Well, because
there were only two of us.
I know there were only two of you, but I think most people listening would chime in and say, yeah, once at a rest stop or a gas station. Haven't we all done that?
Driven off without one of our kids?
Mm-hmm.
Don't we all check to make sure everybody's in the car before we drive off?
I counted my children in the car like you count a stovetop before you leave your house.
And you've left your kids behind?
No, I've lost them from time to time, but I've never left them.
Is that why you put lanyards on them when you went to Chicago?
Yes. Your mom never told you we lost you once? Now we lost my brother once in a Richmond Gordman, and I'm still traumatized because I was so sure he had been kidnapped.
Was he
because,
lost?
No. He
was
lost.
Or was he just purposefully misplaced?
And I, you know, was born an anxious child. There is no two ways about it. My anxiety dates back to in my infant times. I mean, I never remember not being anxious. I will never forget losing that kid in Richmond Gordman. Because I'm pretty sure my mom and I sat down to watch the Adam Walsh story, like the made-for-TV drama. And I think it was Jo Beth Williams that played the mother. I still remember that. And I think it was Craig T. Nelson that played the father. I mean, I'm 47 years old. I still remember this.
Wow.
Yeah. So we lose him in a Richmond Gordman. And my immediate thought is, well, he's been kidnapped. Because of Adam Walsh, because of the milk cartons. We had two missing children in Topeka growing up. Neither of which were ever found, by the way, Jack. I just called you Jack. Oh, my God. That's how tired I am. Neither of which were ever found. And so I grew up just kind of thinking these things happened. And as a child, my biggest fear would have been being left alone.
I just asked St. Margaret in a quick text, did you ever accidentally forget Steve or me somewhere when we were growing up? I have not heard back.
I lied. I did leave one of them.
Where?
Jack. At a playground, and I don't remember why. I thought someone else was picking him up. Joe thought I was picking him up. And then a mom saw him on the playground by himself after hours.
Wait. At some point, he had to be with another parent, right?
I don't remember.
And that parent had to abandon your kid.
I don't really remember how it shook out, but like he looks around and there's no one left. But, you know, we lived maybe a quarter of a mile from the school. And a mom says, buddy, do you need a ride home? And he goes, uh-huh. And a random mom drove him back to the house and let him out. And I turn around, I go, what are you doing? And he goes, well, no one came to get me. So some mom just drove me home. And I was like, oh my God. He was like seven years old, something like that.
It has taken me a long time. And in fact, we even had this conversation at our house about a month ago or less. I'm 50 years old, and it has taken me a really long time. And part of it came due to conversations I've had with you on this show to realize just how unbelievably sheltered growing up in the military is.
I thought you were going to say to me how unbelievably crazy you think I am.
I do think you're crazy.
But you didn't have missing flyers of children at the local Fally's that you looked at every single day that you went into that store.
We didn't have crime.
Right.
Military bases are not crime-free zones, but they're pretty damn close.
But I also think as a boy, is it a gender thing? And I don't mean to bring gender into this. But all I remember, I mean, I can tell you exactly the story. And my grandma would say, don't you leave your mother, because you know that boy at the bowling alley wandered away and they never found his body. But they would tell me that, Scott.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen when I was growing up.
They didn't say body, but they never found him. And I grew up knowing that these two children were missing from Topeka. Jackie Hay and Jack Hanrahan. I am 47 years old.
How crazy that I had a friend growing up named John Hanrahan.
How crazy that I am 47 years old and I can tell you exactly what that little girl looked like.
Yeah.
Because that faded flyer was on the Russ's and the Fally's grocery store doors. Oh my gosh. For years, they never found her.
Maggie responded, she said no.
She's lying. Everyone leaves their kid.
I don't remember being left anywhere, but I definitely followed the wrong person out of a store a time or two and then got to the parking lot and been like, wow, you are not my parent.
Wow.
And then ran back in the store crying as a little kid would do.
A lot of moms look like your mom growing up or something?
Actually, it was my dad that I walked out with the wrong. I was with him both times it happened, I do believe. Yeah. Huh.
Phone lines are jammed. We'll take it. 576-7798.
There's no shame here. If you've left your home alone, if you've left your kid, there's no shame because it happens. And some of the best parents in the world have had this happen.
Now, here's where this movie is stupid. If you're jet setting off to Japan, you got on a plane and didn't realize your kid wasn't in there with you. I mean, come on.
When we lost Willem in Chicago for walking up the platform to get to the L. To go to the airport.
Okay. I think you've told us that.
I mean, we did not have him with us for probably 3 minutes and 40 seconds. And it was, once I realized it, retroactively, the worst 3 minutes and 40 seconds of my life.
How panicky were you?
Oh, my God.
In a city you don't really know, on the L.
Panic is not the word.
Just out of your mind.
And I remember Jack ran to the the rail looking down on Michigan Avenue, wherever we were. And I heard Jack scream, "Buddy! Buddy, stay right there. Don't move." He just walked across the street with all the commuters.
Which kid did you lose?
The baby. He was like three.
Oh, you lost the baby.
And you know why? There weren't one or two of us there. There were like 10 of us there. And that's when this happened, Scott, because every adult there thinks every other adult has the baby.
Hey, folks, warm Kansas City kids, with your donation to KMBZ's Coats for Kids, it takes just a minute. Our campaign ends on Friday of this week. The process is simple. It is secure. Just go to KMBZ.com, look for the Coats for Kids logo, and a huge special thanks to our partners at Pinnacle Bank for generously supporting area kids through KMBZ's Coats for Kids program. You can make your donation at KMBZ.com. All right, welcome back. Let's go to Mike in KCK. Mike, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going really well. Thank you.
So I kid you not, this is all true. My mom lost my sister while holding her on her hip. I was five at the time. My sister was four. And I think it was a Friday, and we were having a bunch of family over. And so my mom is already kind of frantic trying to get the house ready and get dinner cooked and everything. And she can't find my sister. And so she starts freaking out. And the neighbors aren't home, and she still can't find her. And so it finally got to the point that she called the police. When the officer arrived, she's still holding my sister on her hip. And, you know, the officer, I think, thought that it was, you know, another one of the siblings and didn't think anything of it at first, until she started to give the description of my sister. And as it's going along, the officer notices, okay, this matches exactly the little girl that you're holding. And he's like, ma'am, what? Is that her? And she looks over and she just starts busting up laughing and is like so apologetic.
I didn't understand your call or what Sam wrote in the box. You're saying she had her on her hip like I would be carrying my cell phone. And I'm looking for my cell phone, but I don't know where it is, and it's in my hand the whole time?
Yes. She's, you know, holding her on her hip while she's, you know, trying to do stuff around the house. And for whatever reason, she just kind of blanked out the fact that she was holding my sister the entire time. And she is legit freaking out that she can't find her.
Was she on meth? What? Why? I don't understand that. How does that happen?
And yeah, when the officer finally figured it out, he was like, ma'am, you're holding her.
Mike, that is a funny story. And I wonder maybe if she was...
Maybe on the meth?
Maybe on the sauce a little bit that day. Go to Danielle, because this is going to launch into an entirely different conversation.
Hello.
Well, hopefully it's not too controversial.
Oh, no, I love what you're about to say, because my parents did it, and I think this is controversial today.
Well, so granted, this was about 10 years ago. My kids, one was 10, and well, I guess 9, and then one was 6. And so we were in the Old Navy, and they were acting crazy. And I'm a single mom, and of course, trying to rope these kids. They're going all over the place. And so over and over again, I'm telling them, stay with me. Stop running off. We get to the checkout. Again, saying, stop running off. Yeah. They run off. So I walk out the door, and I just kind of hide around the corner, and I'm looking to see what they'll do when they realize that I'm gone. And so they took them maybe a minute. They start freaking out. They go and find a manager, and then the manager is kind of freaking out too. And then I come out and I said, I told you to stop running off. And so I apologized to the manager because he was pretty upset that I would do that. But, you know, and thinking back, you know, at the time I was trying to teach them what would happen.
Yes.
But I really feel like that I've probably caused a bit of anxiety that stuck with them. because they still remember it.
Danielle, you are one of, I bet, 60% of the people listening either threatened their children to do that or you did it. Where you just temporarily walked out and hid, and I'll show them.
Just teach them a lesson.
Yeah, I think psychologists today would say, oh, God. And I remember my mom doing that.
Pretending to leave you.
Or pretending, you know what? If you're going to backtalk me, get out of this car. You know, and as a child, I think, you know, I can hear people now saying, we're such snowflakes today. But I do think it causes anxiety. My biggest fear as a child was being lost, kidnapped, or left behind.
Well, where does that come from?
My DNA. It is in me. Okay, it is so in my soul.
But it's not then from something that your mom or dad did to you.
No, no.
You don't ever recall being forgotten.
No, but I do remember the kidnappings and murders of those two children. And I think when my grandmother would say to me, you stay close, you don't want to end up like that girl. She wasn't doing it to threaten me. She was doing it to protect me. Like if we remind her that these things happened, she will stay right there.
To scare you into good behavior or what she considered
exactly.
to be proper behavior.
Or what she considered to be the safe
behavior. That's behavior. Better. Yeah, that's better.
I don't think she ever meant to screw me up so completely.
But I think a lot of people's parents did that, you know. You don't want to end up like that, so you know, pay attention. I'm with you. I think that's you're just wired to have anxiety problems because everybody's
Correct.
Parents did. I'm not like that. I don't have horrible. What the hell is going on in this building?
Outside this building?
It is hard to concentrate when it sounds like somebody's about to drop in from the roof.
Well, we're getting new fancy LED lights all over the building.
God.
If you can't tell,
okay.
The newsroom is unbearably bright, and I think they're replacing the lights below us.
I did walk in with sunglasses today. I thought maybe Spider-Man was rappelling down on top of us.
Jeez. All right, quick break for the news. It's just driving me nuts.
The phones are still ringing. I'm telling you, you're in the minority if your parents never threatened to leave you or left you.
When I threatened to leave them, my mom handed me the phone and said, I'll dial 911.
Completely different when someone, quote, smarting off to mom and dad. So I'm just going to leave. All of our parents said, here's the phone.
576-7798. Quick break for the news.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Quick text, and then we'll grab one more call. This from 4324. When I was little, my grandma and I went shopping at JCPenney's. I hid from her in the mannequins, pretending to be one.
Yep.
She ended up going to the store manager and called my mom. They ended up locking down the store before I came out. Let's just say I got in a lot of trouble. We'll wrap it up with Richard calling in from Cass County. Hello, Richard.
Hi there. How you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Thank you.
It was kind of a close call for me back in about the late 50s. About the only place we could shop was a big Sears store over on Cleveland.
Okay.
And whenever we went over there, you know, back in those days, they just turned me loose. You know, I'd go in there and I'd either go to the little candy counter and buy me a nickel's worth of something, and I would go over to the TVs and watch whatever was on TV. And I was sitting in there, and it seemed like I'd been in there a little while. I had enough sense to realize that it had been a little bit too long. And I went out and looked for them. The car was still there, but they weren't anywhere around. But when I come back in, my dad he wasn't looking very hard for me, but he knew where I was.
He wasn't looking very hard for you.
to see what I was going to do. You know, see that I was, if I start panicking, he'd have probably said something. But sure. I went back outside, and he followed me out and said, "What are you looking for, boy?" I said, "I was looking for you guys. I thought you'd left."
Right on, Richard. Thanks for the story, man. Here's a fascinating read of a terrifying story from Fox 4. It's out of Leavenworth. A Leavenworth, Kansas man, has been found guilty of aggravated assault, a severity level 7 person felony, after a 2-day jury trial. According to prosecutors, the victim in this case noticed the suspect, Eric Noel, 31 years old, following her as she was leaving St. Mary's University on February 17th, 2020. Listen to this. The victim took several turns, but Noel's truck
following.
But here's the problem. The victim took several turns, but Noelle's truck kept following. She drove towards an area with a dead end.
This is exactly what would happen to me because I'm so geographically challenged.
And called her boyfriend.
Oh, honey.
Later, the boyfriend drove to her location, getting his vehicle between the two vehicles. The boyfriend exited the vehicle to ask Noelle why he was following the victim. The boyfriend's father also arriving at the scene. Noel gave contradicting statements before he was told to leave. He started to drive away, and then after approximately 60 yards away, he shot 3 to 4 times in the direction of the victim, her boyfriend, and his father.
Spell Noel.
N-O-E-L-L. Mm-hmm. First name, Eric. Common spelling.
Middle name, Rapey!
Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson, in a statement, says, "We are grateful no one got hurt in this incident. If you are ever in a situation you feel you are being followed, try to verify it is happening. Also, try not to panic and head to a public area like a police station and call 911.
Here's the problem. You don't want to call 911 after 2 turns in a truck behind you. And she was leaving school, right?
She was leaving St. Mary's University.
So he was probably camping out in the university parking lot.
Which is right there on the main, it's on 4th Street, right there on the main drag through town.
And so she's leaving. She notices this truck leaves behind her. All right. You're going home. You take one turn, still behind you, take another turn. At what point, Scott, and I'm asking our female listeners, I hate to bring sex into this, but I will. At what point as a woman, think about your daughters or your fiance, do you start worrying, okay, I'm being followed?
I was followed once.
Three turns? Five? Because you don't want to call 911 after
right,
two.
Right, somebody just happens to be going in the same direction.
Who happens to be driving home the same way you are.
Right.
But, and I'm so glad she's okay. Call 911 first. I would be the first person that would end up in a dead end. I'm telling you, I would. I would.
I just don't know.
Because you're not thinking. Now yeah. You're panicking. You start to sweat. Your heart rate is going up.
Sure, but keep the car moving.
Well, but she thought she was until she turned and there's a dead end. When you're panicking, you're not really paying attention to where you're going.
True, true. And I don't want to victim blame here. I mean,
I'm not. I'm just saying, like, call 911 first. I'm just asking when you would. Then you call your dad and your boyfriend. She's lucky the dad and the boyfriend were
close.
Were close by.
Close enough. Because the story does say later, comma, the boyfriend drove to her location getting his vehicle. Now, I'm sure he took off immediately, drove to the location. But how far away was he?
Man, I don't know. If she just sat in the car?
I mean, this is a classic case of thank God she's okay, but also what not to do.
Amen.
And I think the prosecutor in Leavenworth, in his statement, found a very polite way to say that.
Yeah, this guy clearly was crazy. He shot at them.
Well, he's clearly crazy. She drives into a dead end and he stopped
the car.
Yeah,
but here's what I want to know. What did he have in his car? Why, if as a victim, I would want to know, why are you following me? Right. Why? I mean, you got chloroform in there? Well, I'm being serious.
I can imagine. Nobody follows you that you don't know for a good reason.
Oh,
nobody does.
God.
No one said, well, I'm just checking to see where you were headed. No. And hats off to the county attorney, Todd Thompson.
I want to ask him, you know what? I'm going to text him because.
Who advised to go to a police station and call 911.
This was a 2-day jury trial, which means this idiot rolled the dice, not Todd, Noel, rolled the dice and thought, you know what? Put it in front of a jury. It's clearly illegal to shoot at someone. My guess is he would have said, or his defense would have said, it's not illegal to follow someone, is it? And that she was mistaken that I was just maybe going the same direction.
Yeah.
And then I got scared because dad and brother showed up.
Yeah, you'll notice he was charged with aggravate and convicted of aggravated
assault. Not stalking.
That's the shooting. The real crime that he was convicted of was
shooting
at them.
Not the following.
Yeah. I think that's a fair assumption.
I'm curious, had he not fired those shots, is there a crime? I followed her. I'm sorry. She looked like she was in distress. I was trying to help her. That's what any awful, evil, rapey McRapey would say.
Yeah.
I wasn't following her to hurt her.
Or she was very attractive. She gave me hints that she was
interested. Yeah, she kind of looked my way.
Yeah, and you know, it's...
I mean, I thought I heard her screaming. I thought she was saying, yes, I would like to go out with you. I mean, you can see where a really good defense attorney could turn this around.
Yes, and could probably get you acquitted of whatever the charge would be. But you ask a great question. Did he
break a law
prior to shooting at them? Did he break a law? And I'm trying to figure out what it would be.
I'm trying to figure out if Todd Thompson would just call us, please. Don't make me hunt you down, Todd.
5-5-7-6-7-6.
I don't have the energy. Please just call into the show.
5-7-6-7-7-9-8. Becky in Peculiar. Hi, Becky.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi.
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Uh-oh. Like when I came out of the bowling alley.
You were followed.
Wait, lane.
Becky, start over. Followed. Start over, because your first part of your sentence cut out. Say it again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was followed one night leaving Ward Park, the bowling alley.
Okay.
And I'm usually very aware of my, and I was just very aware of my surroundings, and I noticed a panel van in the parking lot, and so I kind of kept my eye on it. I got in the car, got on Ward Parkway. He followed me. I turned onto Warnell Road. He followed me. I was very uneasy about it, so I stopped at the Quick Trip at 103rd and Warnell.
Good.
Walked in and said, hey, I'm going to hang out in here for a little while. I think I've got some guy following me.
Good.
And the guy says, well, do you want me to call the police? I said, not right now, because I just want to make sure. Well, I was in there for, I don't know, 10 or 15 minutes, and the van was gone. So I thought, okay, he was just going the same way I was. got back in my car, went to get on the highway, and there he was again.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, and so I was on the highway headed towards Peculiar, where I live, and so I didn't want to turn my phone on because the light was night, and so he could have seen me pick up my phone and the light. So I hit my OnStar emergency button.
Okay.
And I told them what I was doing and where I was. They patched me into the Grandview Police Department at first. And then they patched me into the Belton Police Department and kept me on the phone, and I described the van. There wasn't any plates on it. I described everything I could on it.
Wait, hang on. But hang on. Becky, why did you not want him to see as you were driving that you were on your phone? What would be wrong with him seeing the light of your phone?
Well, to be honest with you, I wanted him to get caught.
I see.
And he would have run, and who knows if he'd have done it to somebody else. And so, and I had the police dispatcher on the phone with me, and so I got off at the Belton exit and headed, I said, do you want me to head towards the police station? They said, no, we're going to have a police officer stationed right under the bridge there when you come off, because I described my car, gave him all that stuff. And so I went the other way and went around town. Well, he followed me off. He followed me off onto the ramp, and I could see him in my rearview mirror. They caught the guy, and they kept me on the phone and until I could go around Felton and get back on the highway and head towards my house. They came back to, they called me back and said this guy had a warrant out for his arrest for sexual assault and rape.
I'll be damned. Becky, thank God you were okay. 576-7798. We'll take a quick break. Don't forget, this is our final week for Coats for Kids 2021. Donations take just a minute. If you can help us warm local children who are in need, just go to KMBZ.com. Click on the Coats for Kids logo. The site is safe. It is secure. And we want to thank Pinnacle Bank for their generosity, their support through the KMBZ Coats for Kids program 2021. You can make your donation at KMBZ.com.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye.
All yeah, this from the text line probably sums it up. From 0664, these stories make my stomach churn. I feel such a pit in my stomach. I've always been very protective of the women in my family, and when I think of the absolute creeps and evil that is out there, it makes me sick.
You remember we had a creep in Leawood following women and young women for, oh gosh, 3-4 times a couple years ago. And when they finally caught him, it was in a McDonald's parking lot because she did call police. She said, he has been following me. Do you remember, Scott, he was wearing a ski mask and it was August?
Yes.
It's like 120 degrees out.
Yeah, sometimes there's
and
a
this idiot's front. Wearing a ski mask. They did arrest him and he was charged because in his car, you remember they found rope and tape and
it was everything
yeah,
you needed.
He wasn't going back to Home Depot to return the items, if you know what I mean. But I asked the county attorney, Todd Thompson, is it illegal to follow someone? And he just wrote, it is not illegal to follow someone unless there is some type of protection order. It's not on its face just illegal to follow someone.
So you can be creepy, McCreepy, yeah. Crazy. Dennis in Indianapolis. Hello, Dennis. Good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, my daughter was coming back from Lawrence, Kansas. I live in the Kansas City area. I'm a truck driver.
Okay.
And she stopped at a convenience store. She used a restroom. She had to go, so she used a restroom. Then she was walking through the convenience store, finding something to snack on, drink, and there was a guy, and it seemed like he was around every corner. And bumped into her and said, hey, I see you're from Missouri. You're heading back to Kansas City. We could follow each other down to Kansas City. And she said, no, that's okay or whatever. I'm not exactly sure. And she goes up, pays for stuff, and she heads down or heads out to get fuel or gas in her car. And he was out there getting gas in his car. And then she pulled out, and this guy follows her. And now she's talked to mom about this a little bit. And then going down the freeway, finally, mom calls me. And when she called me, oh, my God, and that's exactly what I said. Oh, my God, 911, 911, right now.
Right.
and I'm in a semi, and I felt so helpless. I'm calling the highway patrol. I mean, that was horrible. They had her go up an exit ramp, and this guy followed her. They told her to get up there, stop, and go on across to keep going. Don't know what they ever did with the guy, but he was following her.
Well, and let me tell you, Dennis, thank you for the call, and I understand as a father your panic there. I just got off the phone with the county attorney, and the DA, Todd Thompson, says, you were right, Scott. It's like we thought. Without the shooting, there's no crime.
There's no crime, yeah.
No. Because, and I said, how was it her dad and boyfriend were able to be right there? All of this happened within pretty close proximity to where they were all staying anyway.
Yeah, Leavenworth's not a big town.
So they were able to get to her quickly, thank God. And then he shoots and takes off. So they don't even know what was in that truck or what he planned to do.
Let's grab Angela in Prairie Village. You get the last word. Hello.
Hi. So I was 16 whenever I got followed home, and I was working at Oak Park Mall, and I lived over across from, like, Mid-American Nazarene University. And I hadn't driven on the highway at that time, so I'm taking back roads to get home, and I start noticing this car following me. And I get to the light as I'm turning into my neighborhood, and it turned yellow, and I went through it because I was already freaked out, and the guy followed me through. And so I called my dad because now I'm in the neighborhood. He said, I'm at 7-Eleven on the other side. Meet me there. So I drove into 7-Eleven. He comes walking out to my car along with one of the guys that worked at 7-Eleven at the time who, I mean, he knew my face. If I showed up after dark,
yeah,
he took a smoke break so he could watch me pump my gas and make sure I was okay. They both come walking up to my car, and the guy just took off.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know whatever happened to him, but now in hindsight, I'm like, probably should have called 911, not my dad.
Yeah, always call 911. Good advice.
Glad you're safe, Angela. Quick break for the news.
Yes, what we've got coming up next hour. It is a bittersweet day, but I'm so happy for him. If you missed the announcement, one of the most legendary reporters in the history of this town has announced his retirement, and Michael Mahoney will join us coming up on Dana and Parks. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.